Hi, Adam. This is Josiah from rpctech.blogspot.com, and I would like to review the G-Disc. The G-Disc is a great tool. I downloaded it when I heard it on your show, and it is very similar to the iDisc. It downloaded extremely quickly. It was a very small file, and I downloaded it from the Minnesota University. Works great. I loaded it up. It immediately installed itself on the desktop. It didn't make a disk image. Just installed itself automatically. No install or anything, just appeared there. So that's on. And when you click on it, ask for a username and password. You type in your Gmail username. You don't put at gmail.com. And you put in your password. You can add it to the keychain. At first, I had a little bit of trouble with it. It asks you if you'd like to create tags, and it kind of freezes until you get out of that, and then it crashed shortly after that. When I launched it on my second time logged in, it worked fine. I don't know if it's just an initial load up. Once you get logged in, there's a couple things. If you did like it said you and created just the basic tags or whatever it calls, it looks pretty good. And it loads up very fast, is one thing I'd like to say. All you gotta do is drag a file into one of your folders. For example, I dragged a picture file into the pictures. It just uploaded it right away. It doesn't give you progress of uploading. And it so far worked. I downloaded it right back onto my desktop, and it worked fine. I think this is gonna be an awesome tool. I mean, you could even just create Gmail accounts and use them for storage, so I'm really going to enjoy this. I'm going to probably back up my whole photo library on it. I mean, I'm going to have to just let it download overnight because that's gigs of stuff. So, I mean, if you've got a Gmail account you're not using, I mean, who uses more than 10 megabytes of email? Most people don't. So, this is another use for your Gmail account. That's the G-Disc. And one other thing is, so far I haven't been able to get it into Finder like the iDisc. So you're going to have that app window open and have it next to the Finder window. So, hope you enjoyed this review, and everybody keep listening to the Mattcast.